With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The fire threatening the Essex area just south of Glacier National Park grew today and caused the closure of a 7-mile section of U.S. Highway 2 north of Essex, as well as the adjacent BNSF railroad tracks. But as of right now, no evacuations have been ordered. Yesterday, people in the area were told to start getting ready to leave on very short notice. Our reporter, Corin Cates Carney, is in Essex. He says the smoke is so thick there that it's setting off smoke detectors inside some houses. Earlier today, he spoke to one family as they prepared in case an evacuation order is issued.
Larry Epstein built his home in Essex in 2000. He and his wife, Callie, made it their permanent residence in 2010 after they retired.
Most of us have packed up all of the things we think are most valuable and have put those in vehicles and trailers and are ready to roll.
A white 12-foot-long trailer sits ready in Epstein's front yard, ready to hitch his 4x4 F-150 and leave, even though it won't hold all of his family's possessions.
Not much. I mean, you don't want to take too much. My wife's birthday present, my office materials, our personal finances, art, 3 inflatable kayaks, my bicycling stuff, family pictures, some firearms, our passports.
About 50 houses and 20 businesses make up the community in Essex. One of those businesses is the historic Isaac Walton Hotel, built in the 1930s. The Epstein's home is just down the road from the hotel. Deputy sheriff stapled yellow pieces of paper outside of homes, explaining what needs to happen in an evacuation, a checklist of things to pack, and a contact list of people to call.
And that if we heard sirens on fire apparatus tonight or any night, that was our sign to hook onto the trailer and leave.
As Epstein drove around the highway pointing out smoke and talking about the likelihood of the fire moving down into Essex, his wife was at home getting food ready for a family wedding in Ovando this weekend. Because, as his wife Callie explained, under an evacuation order there isn't much they can do. Their bags are packed. Now they might as well keep going about their day until they hear the siren ring.
You can be worried all you want, but it won't change anything. I mean, it is worrisome. I'll grant you that. But it's, you know, as long as we've got each other and the pieces that we're taking away from us, that's what we really need. You know what it really did is it made me see that there are things I need to get rid of because they're not important.
As the Epsteins try to think on the bright side, air tankers fly overhead. In Essex, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Again, at this time, Essex is still in pre-evacuation status. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.